anyone know what channel the game's on?
We know. Download the Sports on What app today and always know how to watch the game. Satellite, cable, or streaming. Sports on What knows the channel the game is on, and you can too. Subscribe today to start your 7-day free trial. Sports on What. We know.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours.
Good day.
All right. It's amazing how little acts of kindness can make your day, right? Simple stuff like holding the door open for someone, saying thank you, picking up something that someone else dropped, or, as was the case earlier today, someone paying for your drink at Starbucks. This actually happened to me this morning. A guy named Jason, he bought my venti caramel ribbon crunch frappuccino for me because he likes the show. That's it. Decided, hey,
nice.
Man, let me do that for you. And it makes your day. And I appreciated that, my
fart
man.
Fart all thank over you. Him, he said.
Yeah. But it's things like that that restore your faith in humanity. Now, on the other hand, if you work or have worked in customer service in any form, there's a good chance that you've developed a healthy hatred of the general public. How could you not? I mean, look, it's not that everyone sucks, but the customers that do suck, they tend to suck real good. I'll share a few headlines with you to drive the point home. Taco Bell worker slapped by angry customer. They were mad, you see, because they'd taken their food home and reheated it in the microwave while it was still wrapped in foil. Woman angry about missing chicken strip runs over store manager's leg. That was after spitting in a manager's face. Walmart greeter beaten by angry customer over receipt check. You know that thing they do to everyone when you're physically leaving the store? Woman claims daughter became pregnant by wearing underwear purchased online. She's even threatening to sue, which frankly would be interesting. And finally, Texas Lyft driver forced to drive to Florida. He had to drive 1,300 miles at gunpoint. Now, these are unfortunately only a very, very, very small sample of the headlines involving terrible customers. And that's what we're talking about today. Whether you had to deal with them or if you simply witnessed one of these spoiled dumbasses that we call customers nowadays, this is what we want to know. When it comes to work, who was the worst customer or person you had to deal with?
To be a part of the Big Show, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live, and send those emails to themensroom at KISW.com.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Home of Tolls, away we go. Welcome to Season 19, Episode number 4201. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat, the exciting return of Ted versus the FCC. What a late night Steve and I had last night, coming up with some tongue twisters for you, Ted. Lo and behold, though, we got an update as we came into work this morning. First of all, you do not have to do Ted versus the FCC.
Yeah.
As Steve Meigs will join us because he was the loser in our fantasy football challenge.
With who?
Team Kerr. His team sucks. I mean, they are bad.
Bad.
So, but either way, it doesn't matter. If Steve wins, good for you. It goes in the win column. If he does not, unfortunately for you, it does go into your loss column for the year.
All right.
Well, it's like your backup quarterback, man. Yeah, the team's you live and die by him, right?
That's right. So a...
yeah, I guess.
A loser-inspired...
Ted should be a coach one day. I can imagine the press conference. Well, you put in your backup, he didn't have a great game. Yeah.
A loser inspired Ted versus the winner losses.
He's already gotten me one loss.
He has gotten you
okay.
a loss.
Yeah, that's a fact.
Well, hey, man, you got injured again. He's back out on the field.
He's lost before. Maybe he will lose or could win again. We'll find out coming up with Ted versus the FCC. Also, a reminder, Malcolm just told you, but if you happen to listen to KISW this afternoon or tonight with the lovely Jolene, for just 1 hour, you will be entered to win your share of $5,000 as we fall into 5K a day. So if you listen to the Odyssey app, be sure that you sign in. You listen for 1 hour. That automatically registered you every day. So we're giving $5,000 away every single day.
Until we run out of money.
That's exactly right. So all you have to do is listen for 1 hour on that deal. What else do we have? Oh, we have Disturbed tickets. Our last Jolene's got one more pair. These are our last pair of tickets for you to check out Disturbed, May 5th, Climate Pledge Arena. What they told us to do is they said, hey, you pick a time and give a secret code word.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you hear that word, you text it to 206-803-ROCK. We have picked the time. The time today will be 4:20.
Oh, did not see that coming, man.
4:20. Yes, that's exactly right. Your chance to get tickets to Disturbed. We'll give you the code word. You text that into 206-803-ROCK. Once again, 4:20 is the time. And I'll say we've been giving tickets away for the last 2 weeks. I have not missed a time. I am 9 for 9.
Why bring it up? White man cock. You just said, okay.
Because I'm nailing.
We're getting all the green lights.
I'm nailing.
That's what you just
missed
did.
A kick in 2 weeks.
I'm nailing this today. So 4:20 is the time for the code word. What else do we have going on? Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Live day tickets went on sale this morning at 10. If you want to join us, Friday night, December 13th at Showbox Soto. KISW once again doing live night. Everything live. The show will be broadcast live. Live studio audience. You guys will be involved in the show. New originals will be on stage. All the commercials, all the sound effects, every single thing you hear will be live on stage that night. So those tickets went on sale. KISW.com is where you can pick up those tickets. But wait, there's more.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not done. We've got this much stuff going on. Monday at 4:30, we have a very special announcement concerning our beer and Black Raven Brewing. So you want to stick around for that. And I know for a fact that eventually this involves a little bit of a party. So not only are we going to hook up once again with the fine folks at Black Raven, but that gives us a great excuse to drink beer and throw another party. So we have an announcement coming up for you at 4:30.
God, what was the term?
On Monday.
Just a flinch? A fetch? What was it? What's bigger than a herd?
Filch?
A no. Filch. No.
No.
Definitely not.
Because it was a drink, so it was a fink.
A flink.
A flink.
A flink. I'm going to drink a flink of the beer.
We're going to have a flink or two of beer. Also coming up today, it is the weekend. We will drink and toast in the weekend with a shot of the day. That's Bad Choice Friday.
You know it's Bad Choice Friday. It's Bad Choice Friday. You know it's Bad Choice Friday.
Hey, man, this is your fault.
And today's spooky, a mysterious dealer's choice, Bad Choice Friday. We're doing it again. Here's the deal, all right? So basically, you just pick one member of the show, Miles, Steve, Ted, or Mike. That is up right now if you follow us on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Each member of the program has picked their own song. Now, we do not know the songs that each of us have individually picked.
Except Mike.
Well, Mike knows because he's the one who put the music into the system.
Correct.
But none of us know what Mike picked. We don't know what each other picked. But either way, we all picked our own little special song. Now, the last time we did this, the Ted Smith squeaked out on the voting. And his song was played, Born in the USA from Bruce Springsteen.
And what did you say, Ted? Someone was irritated because they voted for you because they just assumed it'd be rap.
Correct.
Well, don't make assumptions. It was not rap. It was Bruce Springsteen.
Actually, that's why we are not playing snippets of the songs.
Mm-hmm.
Simply because I think you could probably do the quick math on what each member of the program picked. You could at least You could have an assumption.
Because Born in the USA is not what I was expecting rap.
Yeah, that was the song I hated the most off that album. And maybe Springsteen's career. I would have never picked that song. That's why I picked Rick Astley. But that did not make the cut.
I think the only one I slid by people in the Men's Room channel was that Operator song.
That makes sense. I would not have pegged you for that.
Right. So just pick a member of the show that you think has maybe picked the best song, and we'll get to the voting, and whoever wins the voting, that song will be played coming up after we drink a toast with the shot of the day. So that's coming up. And today on The Question, we're going to talk about work. You don't necessarily today need to bring up where you worked, or you don't have to throw an employee or anything like that under the bus, or if you so choose. I mean, that's up to you. But ultimately, it's more about the interaction with a person.
Yeah.
We've all had horrible interactions with people in a working environment at some point in time in our life, whether we were 16 years old or whether we were 56 years old. It doesn't matter. People can be asses. Now, granted, a lot of the times, everyone's going to have a bad day. But in certain situations, you know when someone is just constantly a pain in the ass to deal with.
Oh, for sure.
You know, and those are the people that drive you absolutely insane in any kind of work environment, including your coworkers. Coworkers, customers, people who you've worked with, people that you know. There's just a bunch of asses out there. We could run down headlines on this topic
forever.
For the entire show without taking one phone call.
I actually, like this morning, so I'm pulling up stories for this, right? And you start doing the quote-unquote research, and then I put them all in an email and email it to myself. I just had to stop. I think I had 18 stories. I'm like, you're not even going to get to all 18. And keep in mind, that was maybe one-tenth of all of the available stories to remind you of what bad customers are. And sadly, the bulk of them seem to be at fast food restaurants.
Sure.
And out of the fast food restaurants, it's 50-50 drive-through or actually inside of the restaurant, Target and Walmart. I feel bad for you if you work there, man. Fine stores. I don't know what goes on with the customers. I don't know what could possibly happen at Target or Walmart to make people so angry, but
lose their mind. Look, we could just do it locally, to be honest with you. We could just talk about situations that happened here in Seattle locally where customers just lost their mind for whatever reason. And one of the ones that kind of went more viral and then kind of made national news was a local barista who was working, and I believe she might have been the owner of the stand.
I think she's the owner as well.
But a customer pulled up in line, and I believe there were two drinks. They looked like they were cold drinks because they were in a clear cup. But the customer gets the drinks. I don't know what his deal was. He stepped outside, opened his door at the drive-thru. He's at the window, and he takes both of the coffees, and he throws them open lid through the window at the barista. Now, the next part of the video you see is the barista coming out of the window. She has a hammer, and she basically just takes the hammer, and she smashes the dude's windshield in.
And she should have.
And for the most part, everyone thought that she was justified in her actions. I did not read any comment.
Everybody was like, one negative
good
comment.
For you, honey. Good for you.
The only thing that I disagree with, you had a hammer. Why didn't you hit him? Because, look, his car didn't cause a problem. He did. And I'm very selective about that. You go after the thing that caused a problem. See, you hit him with the hammer. He won't cause problem. He can replace his windshield. Safe flat repair, safe flat replace. Drive right back and be a D again. But I'm telling you, you lay a hammer in homeboy's head, he's not going to mess with you again. And he might not even be a crappy customer. Again, just thinking, man, I don't like getting hit in the face with a hammer. Maybe I shouldn't do this. That's the only gripe that I give her. You missed the target. Beat his ass. Don't worry about his car. Beat his ass. Or pull him out of the car and beat his ass. Any 7-Eleven I go into, if I am there for 2 minutes, there is an issue. And the time it takes me to walk in, grab a Gatorade, and stand in line, something goes sideways. Yeah. And inevitably, the guy at the cash register is screaming at the customer, and God only knows what the deal is, but it does not matter. There's one 7-Eleven I know of that I can go into where there are not problems.
Oh, my God. Even the one. I know the family who runs the one by my place. They're wonderful people. They have had horrible things happen to family members there.
Didn't somebody just get shot?
No, they got beaten up pretty bad. Two guys I know, two brothers, by a guy who was just out of his mind. I mean, to be honest with you, if you said, would you rather spend one day on an Alaskan fishing boat, just one day, or would you rather work one 10-hour shift at 7-Eleven? I would seriously consider getting on a plane or jumping on a boat in Ballard and doing my one day on the Bering Sea.
I'd take the fishing boat. I'd do a day job.
I'm serious. Because for whatever reason, I just think that there's a better chance of me not getting involved in a bad situation on a fishing boat, more so than working a 10-hour shift at the local 7-Eleven because of the customers.
Yeah. Exactly. I agree. And look, on the fishing, but you might not like everyone you're with, but you're working together. You have a common goal. 7-Eleven, I don't know what happens, but as soon as the door goes ding, I feel like even if you were a sane person, I don't know, something just snaps in your head and like, you know what? This is the moment to be an egregious a-hole for no real identifiable reason. To me, that's what separates 7-Eleven from the other places, right? So yep. Wendy's, I understand you may have wanted the chili. They ran out of chili, and then you have your overreaction, but we go, ah, chili is his trigger. 7-Eleven, like, nothing happened. Yeah. You just came in looking for trouble.
So 7-Eleven has a brand new potato chip. It's called the Big Bite Special Limited Edition Chip. And basically what it is...
Wait, what? For real?
Yes. It's a Big Bite Special Edition potato chip. So it's a potato chip that tastes like a hot dog that's loaded. Okay, look, I just wanted to try the chip, okay? We have a 7-Eleven, I swear to God, 2 blocks from here. I was outside smoking, and I'm thinking to myself, should I just go down there and get the chips and I'll try one? And ultimately, I'm like, I'm not doing it. No. I am not going down there and buying those chips.
No, that's the worst 7-Eleven.
That's what I thought. I could get it somewhere else. I'll do it at a different location.
There's plenty of 7-Elevens, but you're right. The good and bad of 7-Eleven is they're open.
They're convenient.
They also, like, they let anybody in.
Right.
And I'm with you. Even just normal days at any 7-Eleven you've been to, there's just strange characters.
Right. And you don't know why. So our buddy Bert, right, at the water
hole. Yeah.
So this guy Bert, that we know from the bar, he works within close proximity to where we were. So that 7-Eleven is kind of dead center between us.
Oh.
Just bring it up to him one day just to hear his response.
All right.
Hey, Bert, man, you ever go to that 7-Eleven? F no, man.
They have two things I want. They got Cinnamon Toast Crunch Bugles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they've got the Big Bite potato chips. So those are the two bags I was going to pick up. So we could just come in here and have some snacks.
But it's not worth it. It is not worth it.
I know that. I'm well aware.
It's just... Why? Like, it's
dude,
just.
I told you, even the one that I grew up with, right? Like, I'm sure there's a bunch of 7-Elevens in College Park. But I lived in technically what you would call the Hollywood section, right? So it's just like, you know how those neighborhoods are. So we would always go to that same 7-Eleven. And I was in there once getting a candy bar, you know, being a fat kid. And these two brothers are going at it. I mean, like, all out fist fight in the store. The one dude's huge. So the guy behind the counter, he's going to call the cops. I'm at the counter. Got to get this candy bar. One giant brother walks over and, I mean, literally rips the phone just out of the cord, out of the thing, and, like, throws it. I pay for my candy bar and leave. But, I mean, the look on that guy's face, like, what am I going to do? But you're right. I don't know. I guess it's just because anybody can go in there. They're always open. But it's not 7-Eleven's fault at all.
No, nothing to do with
it. The mistake they made was being open.
Right.
That's the only mistake 7-Eleven made. It was like, no, dude, we'll keep the doors open. I cannot believe they still do. Even when it's not the customers. I was at a 7-Eleven in Baltimore. I'm working at Chi-Chi's. I finished my shift. It's maybe 11:30 at night. I'm walking home. I go in. There's no one in the 7-Eleven except the cashier, right? Big brother. We're having a fine conversation, but he keeps looking toward the door. And when you look out there, there's one car in the parking lot, the headlights are on, and there's like three guys in there. But as best I can tell, keep in mind, this is next to a college. So either they're trying to figure out their money situation, they're not up to no good, but it just made the guy behind the counter uncomfortable. So I think I'm buying a pack of cigarettes, and he says, hang on 1 second, brother. Okay, so keep in mind, before he's going to ring me up, he has made the decision to confront these guys. And he pulls a .38. From behind the counter, right? And again, nothing is happening.
It's like the Royal Farms.
This was the 7-Eleven, but.
Oh my God.
And dude walks toward the door, kicks it open, and I mean, just profanity lays top of his lungs tirade at these three dudes that, honest to God, I don't think they had plans to do anything. You better get the F out of here. And he's got the gun, like, aiming it at the car, man. These guys throw it in reverse. They haul ass out of there. They drive on. So it's just me and the 7-Eleven. He walks back in. He's just kind of shaking his head. Whew. Sorry about that, brother, man. You just never know. I was like, can I get a pack of Marlboro Reds?
Oh, my God. When I was working...
Nothing happened, and still something happened.
The morning show in Baltimore, the D.C. sniper and his partner were basically parked all night, every night, in that parking lot. That's where they...
The 7-Eleven?
At the 7-Eleven.
Oh, man.
I walked in there every single morning and got a coffee. I parked by that car 5 days a week.
Was your mind blown when they finally revealed?
They were out on the run for about 2 weeks.
Right. When they finally showed you who it was and vehicle they were on, were you like, I have parked next to these guys a couple of days a week for the last however long?
I did not realize that until I read it in the story.
Right.
And then I saw the vehicle and I was like, oh my God.
Jesus, man.
Oh my God. I mean, right there. Our question when it comes to work, who was the worst person or customer that you've ever had to deal with? 206-803-ROCK.
99.9 KISW. The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
For most people, finding out the KFC is out of corn, I'll get something else. Not for one customer in St. Louis. It was reason enough to shoot somebody.
Jesus.
According to police, 25-year-old male employee was shot in the abdomen 6 p.m. Monday at the KFC in the Central West End. Police say the man threatened workers when he tried to place a drive-through order and was told they were out of corn. So the man pulled out a handgun when he pulled up to the drive-through window and he shot a worker who had gone outside to talk to him. The employee was hospitalized, but he has been released from the hospital. They're still looking for the man, described to be between 40 and 50 years old with a thin build, a scruffy beard, and still looking for corn.
And really likes corn.
Our question when it comes to work, who is the worst person or customer that you've ever had to deal with? 206-803-ROCK.
Before we get to the phones, we were talking about 7-Eleven and the magical oddness that seems to go on there. So this text comes in. It says, one day at 7-Eleven, a lady with a ponytail, she was paying, and a random guy walked into the store, pulled out a knife, cut her ponytail off, and walked out of the store. That's it. That's a 7-Eleven story for you.
Damn.
You don't hold up the place. You didn't threaten anyone. You cut off a woman's ponytail. Because he's crazy, Ted. That's a 7-Eleven story if I've ever heard one. Hello, Aiden. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bichotas.
Hola.
How are you guys doing?
Doing good, man. Positive Friday.
Hell yeah.
Positive Friday.
So, Aiden, who is the worst customer or person you've ever had to deal with?
One of my first jobs was Little Caesars, and when I worked there, let me tell you, there was a lot of interesting people that came into that store. But one of the worst people I ever had to deal with. And I say this as nice as I can. It was a couple of tweakers. And by couple, it was obviously a female and a male, and they were together. But when they tried to order their pizza, I can tell you right now, they literally, both of them, could not say any coherent word. But with the amount that I worked there and the amount of time that I spent working with pizza, I was able to kind of figure out what they wanted, and I was able to tell, like, they said one thing, and I went, okay, so you want this? And they went, yes, that's exactly what I want. So it took me a bit to figure out exactly what they wanted, but out of all the people that I had to serve, I would say those two people were one of the worst, because it took me a bit to try and figure out what was going on, and then finally just decide I was going to practically make the order for them. And luckily enough, I guess exactly what they wanted, and I was able to get them out of the store as soon as possible. But what? The funniest part about it is my coworkers, they saw them come into the store, and they looked at me, and they did the no-nose goes, and they looked at me and went, that's all you, buddy.
I got to ask, what did they want order-wise?
They wanted a regular pepperoni pizza with...
I knew it.
Here are the seven words you can't say on the radio. Sucker, mother, and please keep those words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Pretty sure they don't call it that on the menu.
With the effing... Yeah. So here's my question, though.
The deep dish.
Do you honestly think you got them exactly what they wanted, or did you just get them a hot pizza and that's what they
wanted? They were fine.
That's what I'm thinking, right? Because they come in.
Look,
they're not coherent.
They're not being rude to you. They're not insulting you. They're not throwing stuff at you. They've obviously paid for the meal for you to start making it. So if that's the worst you got to deal with, I consider that getting off light.
Yeah, man. I got it.
But tweakers, man, you just never know with them.
You don't know, but if in the end nothing happened, you go like,
okay,
that was a fine tweaker experience. I never had like...
That was a fine tweaker experience.
Tweaker.
They're another one. Their stuff is so cheap. I feel like you could run into an issue there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Don't they have hot and ready pizzas?
That's the other thing, right?
I just would have pointed at one of the boxes on the counter. Like, if I'm an estate of mine, just give me that.
Yeah, I mean, forget, like, tweakers. You have to imagine drunk people go in there and do exactly what Miles was saying. Just like,
crazy Brad.
We would, there was a place I worked back in Baltimore years ago. We made pizza. Actually, we made very good pizza, but we stayed open until 3 a.m., which sucked because we were in a very bar-heavy area. It'd be like working in Pioneer Square, right?
All right.
So at 2 a.m., man, bars close, and everybody's hungry, and pizza's a great, great thing to get. So we knew between 2 and 3, we're going to get absolutely slammed, and we did. No big deal. You know it's going to happen. But the owner, lady out front, she does the register. Me and this guy called Squirrel, for reasons I will not tell you, we're working in the back. And we see all the customers. Maybe you walk up to the counter, make your order, then you wait. And everyone's loud and everyone's happy because they're drunk, right? Well, these two guys come in. We know that they have not been into the store yet, but they're playing. And I get it. When you're young, it's pretty solid playing because it almost worked. They go up to the cashier and they start bitching like, hey, man. We ordered a pizza like 40 minutes ago, blah, 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 blah. She's like, I'm sorry. So she puts a rush on their pizza and sends it back to us. So me and Squirrel are like, man, I get what they're doing. We know damn well these guys hadn't come in. And the reason we were annoyed is because they were making a scene about it, right? She agreed, you know, free of charge, whatever it is. So they wait for the pizza, and we see them high-fiving and chuckling in the back. I said, no problem, man. So let's make their pizza. He goes, for real? I said, yeah, absolutely. So we get the dough. We spread it out. Took about half a box of kosher salt, dumped it on there. Every anchovy we could find, dumped it on there. A couple other choice ingredients that may or may not be poisonous. Covered it with sauce, cheese, the pepperonis they wanted up top. Put it in the oven, cook it, cut it, put it in the box. Off they go, right? And they're delighted with themselves. We get back to work, we're doing our thing. So now it's the end of the night. It's maybe 20 minutes later. We're going to take the trash out. Open the front door. There's a tree next to this building. Directly next to the tree, there are two things. Three things. There is one slice of pizza with one bite taken out, some partially chewed up food that had been spat out of her mouth sitting next to that, and then the mostly full pizza box sitting next to that. And we're like, yeah, job well done.
When it comes to work, who was the worst person or customer you ever had to deal with? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Pam. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola,
garbage or lies.
Hola.
This is your biggest dummy, Pam.
Oh, Pam.
How you been?
I'm great. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Positive Friday there, Pam.
Hell yeah.
Hey, I believe I should get a t-shirt for being the biggest dummy this long.
I mean, well, I'm going to be honest with you, man, right now, because, you know, we update it every year. And since we've been doing that, Pam, I think so far you might be the longest tenured biggest dummy.
You might be 4 or 5 months deep on this.
I don't know that's celebratory.
I'm the biggest dummy in January.
So I don't know if it's a prideful thing, though, Pam.
Wait, you said you got it in January?
Yeah.
Oh, it's longer than that, then. Sorry.
Wow.
10 months.
Okay.
Okay, so I worked at a store where literally everything was $1. I don't need to say the name. So 15 minutes before closing, this lady came up. She goes, well, you're going to be mad. I have a few go-backs. Go-backs are things I have to put away before I can leave. She takes 50 things out of her cart. I ring her up, $100 and some dollars. She goes, oh, you're going to be mad. I only have 150. I have to void the whole thing out. She takes another 50 things out of her cart. And I have to re-ring the whole thing. Now, mind you, I have to put all this away before I go home.
No, wait a minute. She knows she has $150.
Right. But so far, she's gotten $200, basically $50 worth of stuff so far.
And it's the place, like you said, everyone thing there is $1. So the exception of sales tax, which is very easy to calculate in Washington State, she still put that many items in there.
Yes, and I'm sorry. She was one of those Mexican Americans.
Well,
what does that have to do?
Pam. I mean, that doesn't matter.
Tweakers will spend a lot of time in the aisles.
Oh, tweakers will spend.
Okay,
a lot of time.
I got you.
Meth.
Oh, meth.
Oh, meth. Okay. All right. I was like,
yeah, we thought you said
Pam.
Mexican. That's what I was like.
We didn't have nothing to do. Meth. Oh, okay. Much different. Okay.
Mexican.
I got you.
All right. When it comes to work, who is the worst person or customer you ever had to deal with? 206-803-RON.
That's twice I've been caught off guard today.
Yeah.
It's the first guy said, well, I don't want to say it, but they were, and I just thought he was going racial. Then he's like, on meth. I was like, oh,
well,
okay.
I don't want to say that. Why wouldn't you want to say
that? Yeah, so you just be like, they're on meth.
That's not really surprising here.
No,
yeah. It's more surprising when they're not on meth. I would actually, if you work at 7-Eleven, just try to, you know, keep a little scratch count of everyone that walks into your store who you do not believe is under the influence of something. Booze, meth, heroin, whatever. Just how many people, like what percentage of your customer base is completely sober when they walk in, excluding the morning when you got construction guys going in there?
Right.
Other than them, like the rest of your day, I'm saying it's maybe 15% of the people that roll in there.
Well, that market I used to go to in Belltown all the time, like, they had a bunch of issues, right?
Yeah.
But it was bigger than, like, a 7-Eleven, but it wasn't, like, a grocery store, right?
Right.
But you could actually get, like, some produce or whatever. But that was the thing for them in the mornings, the heroin junkies, right? Like, I don't know how the science works, but basically, you want sugar.
Okay.
If you're not high. So, like, in the morning, it was amazing. There'd just be a line of people with bags of chips, ice cream, and sodas.
Ah, yes, the breakfast of champions.
Every morning.
Well, it's always good to know one method, I think.
Why is that?
Just in case you drop something on the ground, you can't find it.
There you go. They're always looking down.
Yeah, they can find anything. You know what I mean? Because they drop everything. So, like, he's like, man, I'm pretty sure it's in this vicinity.
Yeah, what is it with meth where you pull something out of your pocket?
But you can never hold on to it, you know?
It's on the floor.
Somewhere.
The money, change, your key, anything. Yeah. If you pull it out of your pocket, like, just... Why don't you just leave it on the floor and pick it up when you need it?
And they always got little tiny trinkets.
They like
right, like they start pulling stuff out. And it's like this little piece of paper. It's like a fortune from a fortune cookie from who knows when. It's like, why do you have that?
And you know, seriously, you don't have to crumple dollar bills. Like it is not legally required that you crumple them into a ball. And then when you're paying for this thing, you have to uncrumple all 7 of your dollars.
It's origami.
Yeah.
When it comes to work, who was the worst person or customer that you ever had to deal with? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Rose. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitcholas.
Hola.
All right. So my story is, you know, I've owned my business since about 2004 when I was 24 years old. And I had a longtime client who had been with me since about 2008-09. A really loyal client. Supported my business a whole bunch. And then when Farron got sick, of course, I had to stop working. 2 weeks after Farron died, she showed up at my house asking me if I could give her a mani and pedi before her vacation, because since my divorce and all the time off of work, I surely could use the money since I hadn't been working.
Oh, did you do it for her?
Oh, absolutely not. She, you do know, I said, I'm standing there on my porch. I said, you know, Farron died, right? And she goes, oh, yeah, I heard about that. And I was like, so you didn't come over to give condolences? You came over to ask for services? She goes, well, this vacation's really important, and I just figured since, you know, you've had no income, especially since your divorce, that, you know, you could probably use some money.
Just one more nail in there for you. One more dagger. Yeah, since your husband left you for a younger, better-looking woman and took all the money.
I just told her, well, I went through my divorce in the middle of Farron being sick, so, you know, I wasn't working for a long time before the divorce, and then, of course, after that, and then I just told her, I said, you know what? I don't need your money, I don't want your money, and you'll never set foot in my spot ever again.
That's awful.
How did she know where you live?
We had become close over the course of about 14 years, and, you know, I knew where she lived. She had hired me to come over and help her with some holiday parties at her big, expensive place on Fox Island. And, you know, so over time, sometimes you become friends with your clients.
Sure.
So,
especially when you know what their vagina looks like. Hey, I know what
you got. I don't think it's that unheard of. Hey. Like, when I'm with a girl who was an esthetician, like, sometimes she would just have some clients she knew just come by her place and just do it there.
Yeah. But typically not at the time that your situation was.
That's correct.
Yeah.
She thought it was more appropriate to ask if I could give her services for a vacation than offer me condolences or even contribute to the GoFundMe that was set up to help me while I was taking care of Farron.
Did you point that part out when she said, because you could use the money? Like, you're right. That's why I set up a GoFundMe.
Yes. And she said, well, I've supported your business.
Okay.
But I set up a GoFundMe.
I will never.
Working because my child has leukemia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right.
I will never wax your catcher's mitt again.
And make sure you call it the catcher's mitt.
When it comes to work, who was the worst person or customer you ever had to deal with? 206-803-RYAN.
Hello, Jacob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey there.
Hola.
So I'm a general contractor. So right there, that should probably say that I deal with some unhappy people sometimes, or very particular people.
Sure. Yeah.
But
funny is my story involves a general contractor.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I am currently seeking legal aid, I guess.
Uh-oh.
For a situation. The customer is a retired pilot, and he wants everything within a 32nd of an inch.
Okay.
So it has become very troublesome. The job has actually taken almost a year now, and I'm about to walk away from it. They're gone right now. Monday, I'm going to go speak with them again, and I'm about to lose $10,000.
I was going to say, have they paid you? Have they kept up on that?
They want me to forfeit my final 10%, which is about $10,000.
Why?
What is the reason?
So you did $100,000 worth of whatever you did, and they're trying to nickel and dime you down to the last payment.
Yep. And even though I've done, this is the fourth project I've done for them too. It's a repeat customer.
Really?
Well, hopefully not anymore.
So what do they say? Obviously, if they've hired you three times previous, they think you do good work or good enough for them. So what is the issue this time?
It comes down to how particular the homeowner is. And a 16th of an inch isn't good enough for him.
Cock it. Just cock it. Seriously, man. Cock it.
A tile job is what it comes down to.
Ground it. I mean, whatever. Oh, you mean as far as gapping?
Yes.
Oh, my God in heaven. All right. I mean, you know, they that anal where they're, is it that noticeable?
I was going to say, does it ruin any other aesthetic?
It would never be noticeable in the end.
All right. Okay. That's what I kind of figured.
He's sitting there and, he's got his phone out, you know, how good these phones are, and he's 6 inches away from it, zoomed in 100 times, and sending me pictures of it, and just,
Yeah, at some point, man, just walk away.
Yeah.
Like, just eat the cost and, like, look, I can't help you.
When it comes to work, who is the worst person or customer that you've ever had to deal with? 206-803-ROCK.